Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Learning is a two-stage process. And the learning I'm referring to is specifically deliberate learning, language learning, skill learning, learning knowledge of any kind, learning how to navigate the emotional dynamics of a relationship, anything. Two phases. One is active engagement and focus. Much of the trigger for neuroplasticity as a process is engaged by dopamine and norepinephrine and a molecule called acetylcholine, which is liberated from multiple sources. We always talked about how acetylcholine controls the contraction of muscles, but in the brain, acetylcholine mainly comes from two sets of neurons, one in the brainstem and another in the basal forebrain. And it serves as a kind of a highlighter, marking particular connections or neurons that later stand a chance to become stronger. Let's say I decided I was going to learn conversational French. I would learn some nouns or some verbs. I would focus on this. And the greater degree of focus that I bring, the greater amount of acetylcholine is released at the particular locations in the brain that are involved in enunciating the words and writing the comprehension, you know, multiple spots within the brain. That kind of marks those or flags those areas as changing later. But the actual rewiring of the nervous system happens during states of deep sleep or sleep-like states. And so so when we say neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change in response to experience, that's a two-part process. It's a process. It's not an event. We always think about things as events, but in biology, almost everything is a process. So the takeaway from this is in order to learn at any age, the most critical thing is that you bring as much focus and active engagement to the learning, the encoding of the information, bringing in the information, and then that you get into a state of deep rest as quickly as possible. Typically, that would be the night after you learn. There are some beautiful studies published in Cell Reports last year and the year before showing that people who take a 20-minute nap within the 4 hours after these triggering learning, or people that do a non-sleep deep rest type protocol, even just sitting there quietly and not doing anything, they learn much faster. In other words, the brain rewires much faster.
Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. And what's happening is very interesting. We've long known that during sleep, there's a replay of the neurons in the same sequence that they were played during the activity in the earlier in that day. Sometimes even backwards for some reason, that it's like the songs played backwards at night. Who knows why? I don't think we should focus too much on that right now. But that replay is the consolidation of the information. You learn. This is why you try something physically, try it physically. You can't do it. You can't do it. And then you come back a week later and voila, you can do it. These non-sleep deep rest or these shallow naps of 20 to 30 minutes also create a replay or a firing of the neurons. There's a tool which is get as focused as you can, but then relax as deeply as you can.
For how long?
Generally, after about 90 minutes. We exist on these so-called 90-minute ultradian cycles. Everything in sleep is a 90-minute cycle. Everything in waking is a 90-minute cycle. People think that the expectation is that you're going to be like a beam of focus for 90 minutes. That's not the case. You can flicker in and out. You're going to get distracted. You bring yourself back. I mean, focus is an active process of bringing that spotlight of attention back. Mm. And that anxiety sometimes that we feel is adrenaline. It's supposed to be stressful to learn. It's this idea that we just sit back and learn, or that, you know, movies have really destroyed the notion of learning. The idea that you're going to like pick up the sword and suddenly have the skills, you know, forget it. It's like, this doesn't work that way. Some days are good and some days are worse. If you slept better, generally it's better. People are always trying to optimize how much caffeine, background noise, yes music, no music. You have to tweak things according to your circumstances. But after about 90 minutes, you should really take a break and let your mind go idle somewhat. Ideally, you would take a 20-minute nap or a 30-minute nap or do a non-sleep deep rest protocol within the first hour to 4 hours after that. Sleep that you get that night is going to be the most powerful tool for wiring the nervous system. But there's another thing that you can do, which is that There's a beautiful literature on what's called gap learning effects. And this has been looked at for physical skill learning, for music learning, math, et cetera, where if every couple of minutes, just randomly during your intense learning or focus, you pause and you just take 10 seconds and do nothing, just let your brain idle, eyes open or eyes closed, doesn't matter. What happens is your rates of learning actually increase. And the reason is, now they've done neuroimaging on this, really excellent studies published in great journals, show that during those little gaps that you're taking, there's a replay of the neurons very fast at something like 10 or 20x the speed that normally they would be rehearsing it. So you're getting more repetitions during the by stopping every once in a while. Now, and how many of these to insert? And it should be random.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown score second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Just every once in a while you're writing or trying to do something, you just pause and do nothing. And I think that the science on this dates back about 20 years, but it's only now that there's enough of what I call a kind of center of mass around these studies that really point to the fact that gap learning effects are really strong. So it's focus, rest, focus, rest, focus, rest. And that can be done on the micro level, like within that 90-minute block. Let's just make up a number for fun so people have something to anchor to. If you're going to sit down and do an hour of work, let's say for every 60 minutes of focus or learning that you try and do, introduce 30 gaps of 10 seconds at random, and truly at random, not on a regular interval. And then sometime later that day, if you can, do an NSDR, non-sleep deep rest. And if you can't, okay, no big deal. You won't learn as fast, but you'll still learn, provided that you get into deep sleep that night. And you, let's say you have a lousy night's sleep, you'll still learn, but you won't learn as well. And maybe the next night you stand a chance of encoding that information. So neuroplasticity involves a very strong trigger, and then deep relaxation is when the actual rewiring occurs. But when you think about the tools that people use to enhance focus, Ritalin, Adderall, L-tyrosine, excessive amounts of caffeine, nicotine, those all help with the trigger part, but they don't help with the relaxation part. And so a lot of people don't learn. They just get really good at doing, but they don't actually learn. So very effective people, in regardless of workplace or activity, sport or cognitive work or otherwise, perform very well because they're very good at regulating the seesaw of focus, relax. And in the long term, it also is very health enhancing as opposed to health depleting. I mean, I know a dozen or more people who have done very, very well in business or academia who are a mess. They're physically a mess, they're emotionally a mess, they're mentally a mess, their relationships are a mess. People that I, you know, consider successful are people that are very successful in multiple domains of life. And that almost always correlates with an ability to engage and disengage, deliberately engage and deliberately disengage. It's a fact that in order to get good at anything, unless you're just an absolute talent, you need to apply yourself and work hard, and sometimes work longer and harder than you feel like working or is healthy for yourself. I mean, that's a reality. But sleep is important for learning and a number of other aspects of health. I think that the ability to toggle back and forth between engaged and disengaged states, and to see that whole process, engage and disengage, and the dynamic control of that and deliberate self-control of that, that is a superpower. And we tend to only look at one side of the equation, the leaning in. The way I like to think of it isn't so much as a seesaw, is you can either be back on your heels, flat-footed, or forward center of mass. Forward center of mass is great, but it's energetically demanding. And you need to learn how to come up to just, you know, flat-footed every once in a while. Now, when you're back on your heels, that's a sign that likely you were doing too much time forward center of mass. No one wants to talk about this, but people who grind rarely succeed and then just take off and do something else. I think people, humans, have mastered this process of engaging and disengaging on a longer time scale. Work hard, play hard, or they'll take a long vacation. But what I'm talking about doing this is across the day. I'm talking about regulating your nervous system within the unit of the day, or even within the unit of the morning, or within the unit of the afternoon. And I think that that's much more useful time bin to conceptualize this. Because the idea that you're going to, sell the company or launch the thing and then you'll rest. Okay, but you can be so much more effective if you know how to dynamically control your nervous system in real time. And great athletes know how to do this. Great musicians know how to do this. Even within the playing of a piece of music or within a race, they know how to reserve energy so that then they can kick at the end. Forward center of mass can be done, if you wanted, through drinking caffeine. The main way to do it is to get in that kind of inspired and motivated pursuit. But then physiological size, non-sleep, deep rest, all of that is very useful. But the foundation of that whole process, there's a third layer, which is sleep. When you're well rested, you're able to engage this forward center of mass flat-footed thing at will much more easily. When sleep suffers, everything suffers. You want to always start with sleep. Great sleep makes everything better.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.